Welcome back to Bluebird Broadcast. I'm your host, creator, and producer of the show, Milena Karpuchina. Today, we're sharing a piece with you that takes place in a world where the government has an imposing sense of control, which Christopher Plumridge is quoted to say is a frightening concept, but the writer here keeps the humanity, keeps a glimmer of hope and love in a beautiful way. This is Luck of the Draw by Brenton Canice. You'll be hearing the voices of Georgia Gabriel as Ireland and Lachlan Guttermas as Bennett. Make sure to follow Bluebird Theatre Company on social media platforms to keep up with new releases and updates on our audio and visual performances. Quick shout out to Danny Is My Lover for leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, saying that our audio plays make them feel like they're going to a classy theatrical event in the comfort of their own home. So please, be like Danny's lover and leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening, letting us know what you think. Thanks for tuning into Bluebird Broadcast, and enjoy the show.
So, you must be my wife. Ireland.
It's Ireland. And let's be clear, I'm not your wife. At least not yet. You must be Bennett. Please, come in. Have a seat. I mean, I guess we're going to be married for the foreseeable future, so I guess that's a good place to start.
Thanks. So, this is a nice place you have. Eventually, we'll have to discuss if we live here or move.
Can we just talk about that later? I've just met you. I really don't want our first conversation to be about where we'll be living.
Of course. That was very forward of me. I'm sorry. We'll just cover that last or something. So this is something, isn't it? It's kind of exciting. If you would have told me 5 years ago that one day the government would implement a law predetermining marriage and I would end up being married to a complete stranger, I would say, you're crazy. But here we are.
Exciting? How is marrying a stranger exciting? Also, you do realize there's no way out of it. Divorce is illegal. Killing each other is illegal. There's no good way out of this. The only thing we can hope for is that the Supreme Court overturns the law.
Well, I can see that you've been weighing your options. Look, I'm trying to find the positive side of the situation. I think it could be an eye-opening experience. Speaking of exciting, I think we should fill out the questionnaire together.
Your idea of exciting is making me reconsider that murder.
All right, first things first, age. Well, I'm 23 and you are?
22.
Occupation. Well, I just graduated from college. I'm a history teacher. What about you?
Well, I decided to drop out of college and I got a job as a writer for the National Spotlight.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to the next question, shall we? Let's see. Oh, do you have any children? I don't. Do you have children?
No.
Got it. Well, do you want children?
Isn't that the whole point of these arranged marriages? Personally, yes, I do want kids, but I don't want them with someone I don't love. That's just complete bullshit.
I understand that, but I mean, this is just day one. We still have a lot to figure out. We're just going to have to take this one day at a time. It's going to be difficult. But maybe, someday, I hope we can fall in love. Because it doesn't seem like this law is going away anytime soon.
Whoa, slow down there, buddy. Fall in love? You just said let's take this one day at a time, and now you're talking about falling in love, even though I've known you for less than 2 minutes?
I didn't mean right away. I just meant, you know, down the road.
But it should be natural. I've been fine with blind dates no matter how bad they can be, but I'm certainly not okay with the government telling me who I have to marry, let alone fall in love with you. No offense.
I've heard that so many times, I've become immune to that statement, so none taken. Okay, maybe I'm not actually immune to that. If I'm being honest, that actually kind of hurt a little.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't even understand why we were paired together anyway. What makes us connect? What do they see that I can't?
I think that's what the questionnaire is for.
Will you stop it with a questionnaire?
You think I want to fill that out? I hate paperwork. I don't even know a lot of these answers. We should just fill this stupid thing out and get it over with. We're supposed to turn it in at City Hall tomorrow before we get married, so.
Oh, yeah. I feel so much better. Thank you for that. You've changed my whole perception of how marriage should rely on a fucking piece of paper. I truly applaud your efforts.
You know what? I can deal without the sarcasm, all right? I know this assigned marriage thing is bullshit. I get that. I really do. But it's the law. And like you said earlier, there's really nothing we can do about it, okay? Why don't we just finish this questionnaire and get on with the rest of our lives? We don't have to talk ever again. We can just be like roommates.
Wow. Okay. So you're that kind of guy.
What kind of guy?
You're the kind of guy who doesn't stand up for himself and others he cares about. You just let everyone walk all over you. You may be so heartless, you don't even care about anyone but yourself.
I don't care about anyone else. Of course I care about other people. You don't know anything about me. I've spent my whole life being lonely. I've only been in one relationship all the way back in high school, and she broke up with me because she fell out of love with me. Do you know what that's like? So there's a little fun fact about your husband-to-be, okay? Are you happy with that?
Look, I'm sorry. I just got caught up in the heat of the moment. It's not you, it's this whole situation. You're right. I shouldn't have said that. I need to learn I can't do anything now to prevent this from happening, so with that in mind, we should get to know each other more. Did that breakup keep you from pursuing other relationships?
Partially. In my first year of college, there was another time when I had feelings for someone. I thought maybe she felt the same, but I truly never knew. I was afraid to ask her out. I thought that I may get a chance to build up my confidence and find a better time to ask her, so I waited and waited and never did it. It felt like I just got further and further away from her. Then I found out she got a boyfriend, then shortly after that, I never saw her again.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
What was her name?
Victoria.
What was she like?
She was incredible. She really was a one-of-a-kind person. I've never met a person like her in my life, full of joy, excitability, compassion, kindness. I can't forget about her bright red hair and that infectious smile, plus her intoxicating eyes. They're the type of eyes that you could get lost in, and everything else around you would fade away. That happened to me the first time I saw her. I felt like there was just a spotlight on her and the rest of the room went dark. I don't believe in love at first sight. But at that moment, I felt like I was destined to meet her. From that moment on, when I knew her, I haven't felt happiest in the longest time. I could say I was happy and wasn't lying. There are countless regrets I have in my life, but not asking her out is one that I don't think I can ever forgive myself for. If I wasn't afraid, maybe I could have been happy to this day. While this arranged marriage situation is beyond ridiculous, why not let the government find someone for me? Even if it's not love, hell, at least I'm not alone anymore.
You have to realize the government doesn't support love. To them, we're just numbers and statistics. They think that pairing up intelligent people, they'll create a generation that's full of geniuses that'll solve the world's problems. But what they're getting wrong is you can't inherit brains or brawn. You can't promise your children everything, but you can promise them love. If the government saw that love is what inspires children to be kind, to break barriers, to care for others, this law wouldn't exist and people could marry who they actually love. The government thinks they're initiating change. The problem is you can't create change with power. You can only create it with love. Do you think confidence comes from feeling powerful? That's false confidence. Real confidence comes from within. I think you were probably brave enough to ask her out.
What if it didn't work out? What if I made a fool of myself? And if I do say something, it's stupid and my chance is ruined.
So what? You spend your whole life looking back at what could have been? Who cares if something doesn't work out? Love isn't about having a plan. It's about spontaneity, growth, communication, and honesty. No matter how small or large something can be in our lives, the amount of love we have is immeasurable. It's timeless. It changes, adapts. Love doesn't always guarantee happiness. And happiness doesn't always guarantee love. Simply, love is a promise. Above all, you learn something both ways. If it works out, you learn what a relationship that is rooted in love, respect, passion, and meaning looks like.
And if it doesn't?
Then you hopefully leave to become a stronger person. It shows you what you need to work on, and it gives you a chance to relearn who you are and love yourself. That's what love is about. Learning. So what happened to Victoria?
I'm not sure. I'm sure she's hundreds or even thousands of miles away at this point. I wonder if she got married before the assignments were put into place. Part of me hopes she did. She deserves honest love, but the selfish part of me hopes she's still single. But to be honest, I just hope she's happy. I would like to see her one day. I think if I just saw her just to see her, I wouldn't even need to say a word. I feel like that would be enough, to just witness that smile one last time.
Maybe you will.
Maybe. Maybe. Well, that's it. That's funny.
What is?
I've spent 23 years finding out who I am, who I want to be, who I want to be with, and within 5 minutes, the government made us fill out a questionnaire that just planned out the rest of our lives. Listen, no matter what happens, we should at least give this a try. I don't think it's healthy for either of us to sabotage something that could be a good partnership. Love may not come out of this, but I think a good friendship could.
I was wrong about you. At least, I think I was. The world needs more people like you. Especially now.
Oh, I doubt that. It needs more people like you. The rebels, standing up for what you believe in. People fight decades for change, but most of the time, it doesn't happen until it's long overdue, or sometimes it doesn't come at all. But all it takes is one person to inspire. What are you writing?
Inspiration. Otherwise known as your story. Maybe, just maybe, we can get people to think about how you feel. Remind them of a little something called love. And hopefully Victoria can hear how you felt. That's why we need to spread this everywhere. I think she should hear what you have to say. While the likelihood of you getting in a relationship with her, or even seeing her again, is slim, I think she would appreciate what you have to say. Her and the rest of the world.
Future wife?
Yes, future husband.
Can I have a hug? So, where do we start?
From the beginning.
Thanks again for listening to Luck of the Draw by Brenton Canese, performed by Georgia Gabriel and Lachlan Katermas. If you enjoyed this Bluebird Broadcast audio production, don't forget to rate the channel 5 stars and share it with your friends. And while you're here, I'd love to introduce you to our friends over at Shenanigans and Sue. Take it away, ladies.
Hate the unrealistic expectations the film industry puts on romance.
But do you love rom-coms featuring the unrealistic expectations the film industry puts on romance?
Then Shenanigans and Sue is the podcast for you.
Hi, I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Jane.
And we're two friends with a conditional love for romantic comedies.
And we want to welcome you to our brand new podcast,
Shenanigans and Sue.
Join us every other Wednesday as we explore some of the genre's most loved,
or sometimes least loved,
movies.
We'll give you our unsolicited opinion on every trope,
caper,
and flim-flam the film used and maybe abused.
And of course,
the shenanigans!
This is Milena Karpuhina from Bluebird Theatre Company, and we'll see you next time with another release of Bluebird Broadcast.